statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. Things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. It is 5:11 this morning. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. July 1st. Man. Where has the year gone? I cannot believe it's already July. Goodness gracious. Hey, it's about 75 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It'll be be about as high as 92 today. Should be nice and sunny, a clear day for a few days, especially after that terrible storm we got last night, flipping over airplanes, breaking trees, snapping trees. The thunderstorm ended up being pretty bad last night. The majority of Americans are proud to be an American. That's good to know. But the majority also worry about the direction of the country. So it's a mixed feeling a lot of people are wrestling with. According to a recent poll from NPR, PBS, and Marist, the majority are proud to be American but worry about the direction, and that's the split. Coming up on the 250th birthday, this reflection matters. Why are people worried about the direction of the country? That is the question. Is it because of, the economy? Is it because of, political reasons? Well, it's mainly, many believe that the country has shifted from the founding ideals, which I think is interesting here. Because some are worried. Here's the thing. Republicans are worried about, particularly socialist Democrats. Democrats are worried about particularly MAGA-type Republicans. Libertarians are worried about all Republicans and Democrats. And so, and then anybody gets into when it comes to politics, they're worried about the other party and what they may or may not be doing as far as gaining power and everything like that. So that's the part that kind of cracks me up a little bit as it pertains to that idea. As far as a further breakdown on this, though, the Republicans were the most proud to be American. 93% of Republicans proud to be American. 65% reporting they were very proud. Independents weren't far behind. 61% said they were proud. Least proud, Democrats. 45% responding they were proud. So, yeah, Democrats, that's actually not a majority when you break it out just by that. Well, when you talk about the, concerned with the direction of the country, as I mentioned, Democrats concerned about MAGA, Republicans concerned about Democrat socialists. Well, a new Democrat socialist, Milot Kiros, topped a 30-year incumbent in a Colorado House primary. You're continuing to see the far left winning races in these primaries this year. Kiros is is 29 years old, first-time candidate. The district is heavily Democrat, so the primary winner is probably going to win the general election. We've been seeing this. Incumbent vulnerabilities in Democrat primaries, especially among younger voters. And what's another reason why people could be concerned about the future of America? It is the economy. It's a concern about jobs and things like that as well. So the here's an example. Microsoft is reportedly about to lay off thousands of workers as it's pouring billions into AI development. Oh, boy. Less than 2.5% of the workforce is being cut. That sounds small. That 221,000 employees. Oh, yeah. Yeah. When they say laying off thousands, 221,000? Oh, my gosh. Now, that's not going to happen overnight. But that is apparently the plan, is to lay off around 2.5% of the workforce. AI investment. Microsoft already laid off 10,000 people last year. This would be on top of those 10,000 people. And no, 221,000. Thanks for the clarification. 221,000 employees is not how many they're going to be laying off. It's how many are expected to be laid off because of AI. They're going to lay off thousands, but not 221,000. The real question is this a permanent thing? And I'll share the reason why I say that. Is this a permanent layoff, or is it going to be a temporary one? And I'll share a reason for that in a second. First, I want to share this story. A CEO, trying to see which one he was again. He decided to try something out. He decided to try out making AI mandatory, like using AI to be mandatory. And so he just thought, we're going to do a test. We're going to check out AI. So this is so basically, he's like, you know what? I don't think AI is as big of a threat or whatever as what people think it would be. Well, he's part of Ignite Tech, made AI mandatory to use in the business, and he ended up laying off 80% of his employees, 80% of his team, when they pushed back. 2 years later, he says, I would do it again. So that those kinds of things, when you hear those kinds of things that, like, oh, man, CEOs are prioritizing AI over employees, then that becomes like a concern for the future of the country, right? But here's this. This is why I put that little caveat in there before. Like, is this going to be a temporary thing? Companies spent millions replacing workers with AI, but apparently many of them now are calling those same people back to the office. Turns out the robots and the AI can't do everything after all. So companies underestimated how complex human workflows actually are. AI can't just slot in without mapping the full job out first. The rehiring trends signal that leaders move too fast, too emotional about AI disruption, and didn't do their proper homework. Huh. That's a shocker, right? Workers who survived the cuts are watching closely, though, raising questions about job security and things like that. But that's a pretty big heads up right there, that a lot of the companies that already did AI layoffs are now rehiring people back. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 1620. When we come back here, we're going to get an update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. And also, I got a couple of car-related stories for you. So stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
When you get into business, you do it for why? Because you like to do that thing. You want to install HVAC. You want to give medical or legal advice. You want to repair cars. You want to build roofs. You know, whatever the case may be. But then when you grow and you get employees, you have to deal with things that you don't particularly want to do. The red tape kind of stuff. Employee benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. Managing HR, doing payroll. I mean, none of that stuff is fun, at least not for you. You got into business to do what you like to do. Well, let somebody else who got into business to do the stuff you don't like to do it for you. That's where Torgerson Consulting comes in. You know, we've been using them for 5 years. They've actually been in business for 25 years in the Pensacola area, helping businesses just like yours take care of this stuff in a way that makes your employees as happy as possible. You know, finding the best plans, giving them choices, scouring the marketplace to find the best stuff. How do I know? Because we've been using them for 5 years here at News Radio and Cat Country. And I am a big thumbs up. My wife, who's an industrial engineer, very hard to please on detail-y type things. And she says, oh, no, they're great. I just recently listened to Reed Torgerson give a presentation to the Milton City Council about their benefits packages. Brilliant. Dry and boring, but brilliant. It was a fantastic analysis. So find out what they might be able to do for you. Might be better. Might not be. I don't know. But in either case, no obligation. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Saturday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget, at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola State College. Continue listening at 9, as the fireworks will be synchronized to music on News Radio 92.3. Presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July Saturday with the free Pensacola Fireworks.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Be at Community Maritime Park Saturday at 7 for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert. At 9, the fireworks will be synchronized to the music on News Radio 92.3.
Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Beautiful day out there. It's 75 degrees, clear skies across Pensacola. Should be that way the rest of the day. Looking ahead, the rest of the day, it stays sunny with the same great weather. Should be about 92, though, so it's going to be a little bit on the hot side. So just to be aware of that. I've got some car-related stories here for you, but first let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom and find out what's going on in the news. David?
Well, good morning, Bobby. U.S. officials are in Qatar to talk about Iran, but apparently will not be meeting with Iranians today. Instead, U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, are meeting with Pakistani and Qatari mediators. A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry said no direct talks between the U.S. and Iran are currently on the schedule. An update in that Nancy Guthrie disappearance. Three ransom notes in the case apparently were all fake. An FBI source told Reuters yesterday that after they assessed the authenticity of the notes, they determined none of them were genuine. Two ransom notes were reported in early February, just days after the 84-year-old disappeared from her southern Arizona home. And Bobby, the lead singer of the Village People, has died. Victor Willis co-founded the group in 1977. Of course, had quite a few hits, including Macho Man in the Navy and the song I really got tired of playing, but everybody loved at weddings, the YMCA.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wedding staple.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a staple.
Everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is. Yes, apparently he had some sort of illness that popped up last minute or something like that. That's what it sounds like. And it was a short illness and wasn't able to make it through. So that's unfortunate to
Definitely
hear.
Definitely an iconic group and a bunch of performers there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's a big one. So the Nancy Guthrie, I'm misunderstanding. How are the ransom notes were faked?
Yeah, apparently they're saying they were just not from whoever took Nancy Guthrie. So,
oh my goodness. So, I mean, because she's still missing, right? That's not been resolved.
Like, right. Yeah, they've never found her.
They've never found her.
Any remains. Never found her. Just kind of disappeared without a trace.
Yeah, and then so now they're saying whoever might have taken her did not. So somebody else got involved with trying to send ransom notes, is what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Just the notes were from somebody who didn't take her, probably just trying to scam money out of the Guthries.
Man, that's wild. That's crazy. That's too bad. I mean, just that's just somebody taking advantage of a situation.
Yeah, it's just awful to think about somebody trying to take advantage of a situation like that for financial gain.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, man, it's vicious. I like the new Chevy Corvette. I've never been a massive Corvette fan. I like Corvettes, obviously. They're okay. But when the new body style came out, the mid-engine style, I was like, whoa, I like it. I like it now. Well, now they've just leveled it up for 2027. The Chevy Corvette Stingray's new 6.7-liter LS6 V8. You can break 200 miles an hour. Yeah. So it's got some serious American muscle in the new Stingray. You can break 200 miles an hour for less than $74,000, which I know $74,000 for a car seems like a little ridiculous, but when you're talking about a supercar like that, you can go 200 miles an hour. That's actually a pretty big bargain. Holy smokes. Another car-related story here. I think this is cool. Thousands of Vespisti. There you go. They invaded Rome this week. A Vespisti is a Vespa owner. So somebody who owns a Vespa apparently is called a Vespisti or something like that. Vespa's been around since 1946, 80 years. So they ended up having a Vespa 80th anniversary rally in Rome. 25,000 individuals brought their Vespas from 67 different countries and paraded through Rome this week. Over the years, Vespa has produced 160 different types of models. Some even brought the rare Vespa 98s. The Vespa 98 was the first ever Vespa production model, a two-stroke, single-cylinder 98cc engine that debuted in 1946. That would have been a sight to see. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann and Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. More negotiations taking place in Doha, Qatar.
Technical talks on the nuclear issue will move forward as planned today as traffic does continue to increase in the Strait. U.S. mediators remain confident that the current framework could lead to Iran making nuclear concessions.
That's Fox's Trey Inks in Tel Aviv. But what about those massive tankers passing safely through the Strait of Hormuz?
Our position has been crystal clear since this has begun. The movement in the Strait should not be hindered by any logistical or security management method.
That is a Qatari foreign minister. Colorado turns deeper blue.
We won tonight!
A 29-year-old Democratic Socialist, Melat Kyros, dethrones a longtime congresswoman, Diana DeGette, in the Democratic primary. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got 77 degrees with partly cloudy skies this morning, and we'll get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up here in just a few minutes. Well, today marks the end of decades of PBS programming on Pensacola State College's WSRE television. The station lost $1.5 million in federal and state funding after President Trump signed an executive order defunding public broadcasting last year. WSRE is replacing PBS with programming from the Florida Channel, American Public Television, and PSC-produced content, including 4th of July specials, celebrating America's 250th anniversary. A legal dispute between the WSRE Foundation and the college over $5.6 million in foundation funds remains ongoing. PBS programming is still available on streaming platforms. Now, Pensacola police officers wrapped up some active shooter training yesterday at Workman Middle School. Their approach as of this training is different than in years past. Instead of treating victims after a scene is secured, officers are now trained to enter alongside EMS and deliver emergency medical care immediately. PPD says the training focuses on triaging victims, applying tourniquets, and getting people to safety while still managing an active threat. NASA is planning a high-risk mission to try to save one of its longtime space telescopes before it falls back to Earth. The agency is working with startup Catalyst Space to rescue the 22-year-old Swift Observatory, which is orbiting 210 miles above Earth, but gradually losing altitude.
Using a Pegasus rocket dropped from a high-flying plane over the Pacific. Inside that rocket, a robot named Link will emerge, then literally grab and push the Swift telescope away from a certain depth.
NBC's Tom Costello there. If the mission doesn't happen by October, officials say it could be too late to save the observatory. At the same time, NASA's preparing for its next major science mission, the planned late summer launch of the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope, designed to observe deep space with a field of view far wider than Hubble. Well, this year's Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars celebration getting a special upgrade for America's 250th anniversary. One of the organizers, Pete Mouget, says the addition required significant coordination with military partners to pull off.
They've done a ton of work to get that cleared, to have all those planes in our airspace at one time. Because you have the flyover from the anthem, the flyover from the battle hymns. They'll come all the way down to the base of the 3 Mile Bridge so everybody down on Main Street watching the fireworks can enjoy that too.
Mouget talked about the event this week on Pep Talk. It'll begin 7 p.m. Saturday at the Hunter Amphitheater behind Blue Wahoo Stadium with the McGuire's Bagpipe Band, the national anthem, and, of course, that traditional flyover at 7:30. Then battle hymns honoring each military branch, accompanied by the new additional flyovers and fireworks at 9. It's free and open to the public. 534 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with Brooke Richardson, their forecast.
We are going to be looking at mostly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Going to be hot today, high near 92, feeling like the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of a light sprinkle, high near 93. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Friday, sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 77 degrees, partly cloudy skies across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
With your money now. Microsoft is planning to cut under 2.5% of its workforce in the latest round of layoffs that could be announced as early as next week. Business Insider reported the news. U.S. companies have continued to trim headcounts in recent months with a fresh wave of layoffs across the technology, media, and finance sectors. WhatsApp said its users will soon get the option of going by usernames instead of phone numbers, announcing plans to address a privacy blind spot. WhatsApp, which says it has more than 3 billion users globally, has until now allowed users to be contacted by anyone who has their phone number. The app is owned by Meta Platforms. Amazon said it is creating a new division under its Amazon Web Services cloud unit, employing so-called forward-deployed engineers who embed with customers to help them more quickly and efficiently adopt artificial intelligence software. The company is committing an initial $1 billion to the initiative. Futures are moderately lower after the Dow hit another record close. That's your money now.
Hurricane season is here. Is your home protected? At StormTech Shutter Systems, they provide custom hurricane protection built for the Gulf Coast, including roll-down shutters, accordion shutters, Bahama shutters, storm panels, and storm fabric systems. Their professionally installed products are built to code and designed to protect what matters most. Financing options are available to help make protecting your home easy. Don't wait until the next storm is on the radar. Call today for your free estimate. StormTech Shutter Systems. Protection you can trust when it matters most.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Beer Fest, ABC at the Fish House, San Marzano Tomato Wine Dinner at Angelina's, Summer Restaurant Week at Great Southern, Jackson's and Julia, and the festive Ferragosto celebration at Angelina's, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Never go near power lines.
Never.
Whether you're trimming trees or picking fruit, stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. You could be seriously injured or killed if you or any object you're holding or standing on, such as tools and ladders, touches a power line.
Stay safe.
Hire a qualified line clearing professional to trim near power lines. Stay safe by keeping yourself and your tools at least 10 feet away from any power lines.
Stay safe.
Learn more at fpl.com/trees.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Cold Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's about 75 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 92 today. Depends on where you are. It might be 97. It might be 77 right now, so it's somewhere right around there. High of 92, but should be nice and clear all day today, so that'd be very nice. President Trump released his annual financial disclosure, and we're talking about in the initial report I saw from CNBC was that Trump made over $500 million in crypto-related income. However, in reading the article further, because I kept seeing other articles coming out saying Trump made over $1 billion in crypto. And I'm like, wait, what is it? Which one is it? Is it a billion or is it 500 million? Which one was it? So this is what I found. The report reveals that Trump's crypto-related income was about $515 million initially from the sale of tokens released by the World Liberty Financial, and then another $65 million from sales of equity in WLF's holding company. So that's where you get the $580 million, $515 plus $65 million. Well, WLF, or World Liberty Financial, is the Trump-linked crypto company, co-founded by members of his family. They're the ones that issue WLFI governance token and USD1 stablecoins. So he also disclosed that he received $635 million in royalties from what were described as celebration coins. It's not necessarily clear what those coins are, but Bloomberg News Service reports that those royalties were related to the CIC Digital LLC, a meme coin business, which is another crypto business. So, yeah, that's $1 billion between those two things alone that Trump has made money on crypto. Now, I wanted to bring this up initially because when I first saw the headline, Trump has made $500 million or $1 billion in crypto, honestly, it was a massive red flag initially because I can't tell you how many people I talk to, and I'm talking Democrats and Republicans alike, in fact, probably more Republicans I talk to, who are concerned that the stock market's a little bit on the wonky side sometimes, and they firmly believe that Trump is manipulating it and making money in the crypto market. So when I saw that he made $1 billion in crypto, I'm like, holy cow, are they right? is this what's happening? He'll tweet out something or put something out on Truth Social and the market will skyrocket or tank. But minutes before that, he told his people to go buy certain cryptos and maybe he told them to sell certain crypto or something like that. Well, this eases those concerns at least a little bit because the money he made was not from like Bitcoin or you know, some other kind of generic crypto that you buy and sell. His money he made from crypto was from the crypto he's providing to the market, and people are buying and selling it that way. So $585 million from the Trump coin, and then another $635 million from something called Celebration Coins, which is a Trump meme coin business. So just wanted to clarify that for you. New EV sales, brand new EVs cratered. The federal tax rebate for EVs dropped at the end of last year, and sure enough, we're already seeing new EV sales tanking. According to Cox Automotive, new EV sales are down by more than 20%. So even though new EVs are down by more than 20% year over year, used EVs are having a bit of a moment. Many think it's because of the high gas prices, people are turning to EVs. But there was 128,000 secondhand EVs found that were purchased in the second quarter of this year. That's up 29%, specifically around 30,000 more cars sold over Q2 2025. So a big dramatic increase right there. Now, the average price of a used EV is right around $37,000, which works out to be about a $3,000 increase over a similar gas-powered vehicle or hybrid. So you get a 100% EV, you're going to be paying $3,000 more than you would for the equivalent vehicle that's gas-powered. You know, recently, I actually looked back. I've looked at EVs and I looked at hybrids for years and years and years. Recently, I was looking to actually, I was traveling. I was looking to get a Turo to get a car. And I thought, I want to drive one of those Rivians. So I was taking a look at it, and it was going to be a little bit of a long road trip. So I looked at the Rivian, and I was estimating the mileage and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, man, even though the Rivian costs more to rent it than a gas-powered equivalent, you know, it's EV. So I'm going to save all this money on gas. And so then I pulled up the route and the charging stations along that route to try to estimate how much the electricity cost would be to refuel the vehicle. And I was stunned to find out that the cost to basically for one refueling was basically as much. It basically was just as much as it was going to be for gas. Electricity prices have gone up so much now to refuel to recharge the vehicle was going to be like $40-$50 a charge. And I was like, wait, what? I thought it was going to be like a few bucks. I was like, so now I'm paying more for the vehicle than I would for gas powered. And I'm maybe saving a few dollars, but not enough to make it cost efficient. So I realized I could still get it, enjoy the experience, but I'm not saving money by getting the EV. That's the reason why I didn't get an EV eons ago, is because even with the tax rebates, it was like, it still doesn't make financial sense. It's still way more expensive to get an EV. It doesn't save you money. And I think it's a misnomer. So we're here. It's a $3,000 premium over the typical gas-powered vehicle. And a lot of people go, well, $3,000, you know, if I'm spending $50 a gallon, which I know that's, you know, that's actually maybe you spend a lot more than that now with gas prices the way they are, but if you're spending $50 every time you fill up, it's 60 fill ups. I got to fill it up 60 times in order to cover that $3,000 premium. Well, it depends on how often you fill up your vehicle. Some people might be twice a month. Some people might be once a week. Some people might be once a month. So it depends on how often you fill your vehicle up will determine on how fast you can make up that premium. But for a lot of people, they only fill up every couple of weeks. So it would take 30 months. It would take 2.5 years for you to cover that $3,000 increase. And that's just if you're filling up and it costs $50. But that's if electricity was free. It's not. And that's what I'm pointing out. So you're paying $3,000 more to get the EV, but then you have the you still have a charging cost, which turns out it might save a little bit, but it's not saving tons. So basically, you're not going to get that $3,000 premium back. You're not saving it. Yet people think they're saving it. And I've talked to a couple people who own EVs, and they told me, they were like, yeah, I thought I was going to be saving this money. Like, I know a couple people who had some Teslas, and they turned the Teslas in because they were like, they traded it in because they were like, I bought it because I thought it was going to save me all this money every month in gas. Yet I'm spending all this money in utility in my electric bill and in charging stations. And they're like, I didn't realize it was going to cost that much. I'm like, yeah, that's the misnomer. All right. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. My husband and I rented EV on vacation because we thought it would be cheaper as well. The electric was almost the same price as gas. But the big thing was it took an hour to fill up instead of 5 minutes. So we missed a lot of our vacation sitting at charging stations. That was the other thing I was thinking too. I'm glad you said that because I was thinking it's worth spending a little extra time at the charging if I'm saving a bunch of money on fuel. But then when I found that it might have been a little cheaper, I mean, we're talking like $5 cheaper. That was it. Like, I could go get a gas-powered vehicle. It cost $50. I could get the EV. It'll cost $45. I was like, wait a minute. But I could go into the gas station. I could be filled and out in 10 minutes. But I'm 45 minutes to an hour to charge the same to the EV. I was like, yeah, forget it. I'm not using this for vacation. You summed it up exactly what I was thinking as well. Yeah, here's a text talking about President Trump making $1 billion on crypto. President Donald Trump is divested from the family business. Son's running the business. Therefore, they are allowed to enter into any market on the planet. DJT has no direct involvement. That would be illegal. Oh, yeah, I know. What I'm telling you is I've talked to a lot of Republicans and Democrats, both sides of the aisle, who believe even though he's not supposed to have direct involvement, it's as simple as a message that just says, I'm about to tweet this out. I'm about to announce this. And next thing you know, Donald Trump Jr. Or whoever's running, Eric, whoever's running the business goes, hey, so-and-so, sell off a bunch of crypto right now ahead of the announcement and stuff. So was that illegal? Absolutely, it's illegal. Do presidents and congressmen and senators do it all the time? Yeah, probably. I mean, they probably do. I just don't think it's as big of a conspiracy as what a lot of the people I talk to think that it is, but there's definitely a lot of people who think that it is. So that's what I'm saying. When I saw that he made $1 billion in crypto, initially I was like, oh my gosh, were they right? And I was wrong. I've been downplaying this, but then I saw, I was like, oh no. He made $1 billion in crypto by crypto that's in his own, you know, it's his crypto. He wasn't having somebody else buy and sell Bitcoin and all this other stuff like that. So, all right. When we come back here on Pensacola Morning News, I got some dad jokes for you. I got random facts. And you know what? I got a way for you to save 50 cents per gallon at the gas pump July 4th weekend. I'll tell you how. Coming up next on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Want a bunch of money. You know, you think about cars and houses and vacations. Nobody says, man, what I really want is a new roof for my house. But we're all adults. Those of us who own homes know that every once in a while, you've got to replace your roof. That's where Quality Roofing Solutions comes in. They know you don't want their service. Nobody really does. But if you've got any kind of a problem that needs repair, or you need to replace, or you're selling it, and so the insurance company's like, you got to replace. Okay, whatever the case may be, give them a call. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago, and they've done 10,000 roofs since with a 4.9 rating on Google. That's crazy. Warranted for the lifetime for workmanship of the roof, which also is crazy. Nobody does that. His goal was just to be that local company you could count on who would do what they said they were going to do. I recently had a friend who listened to the show, and she decided to use them. They had several different people come in and do quotes. They weren't the cheapest. I mean, they were close, but they weren't the cheapest, and they weren't the most expensive, obviously. She decided to go with them because I talk about them, and she was satisfied. They did what they're supposed to do, which is what you want from a contractor, which is kind of their goal. Let's just be the reliable place people can count on, give a fair value for a good price, and talk to people like they're normal. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get a little complicated. There are so many moving parts in business, and at Avalon HR, they understand these complications and have your back. Join them today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join them today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
We're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we've got some dad jokes and some random facts here for you. So let's start off with the dad jokes. So got a new suit recently made entirely of living plants. I wasn't sure at first, but it's grown on me. yep. Let's see here. Have you heard of the band 1023 Megabytes? Yeah, they haven't got a gig yet. That's a data joke. I started a new business making yachts in my attic this year. The sales are going through the roof. The urge to sing Lion King song is just a whim away. And finally, how do you get a baby alien to sleep? You rock it. that's your dad jokes. Oh, man. Dad jokes are just, they're so lame. They're fantastic. Here's some random facts for you. A duck's quack doesn't echo, and no one knows why. That's so bizarre. Here's a wild one. More fake money gets printed for Monopoly games every single day than real money by the United States. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. In just 10 minutes, a single hurricane unleashes more raw energy than every nuclear weapon on Earth combined. Holy cow. You think your job's tough? The youngest pope in history took office at just 11 years old. And finally, giraffes and rats are actually better at surviving without water than camels are. Yeah, so we look at camels as being like the king of surviving without water. Turns out giraffes and rats both can do it longer. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. All right, so we're talking about fuel and vehicles and stuff. There is a way for you to save 50 cents per gallon at the pump this weekend. You have to have an Amazon Prime membership to start. Then you the next thing is you'll need an Earnify account. It's free. Then you link your accounts through some sort of activation landing page, which you just go to Amazon Prime and it has it set up, says activate now. It's on Amazon Prime's thing. So usually you get 10 cents off per gallon just by doing that anyway. So if you have an Amazon Prime account, an Earnify account, you get 10 cents off a gallon. But if you have this set up before tomorrow, then you'll get 50 cents off a gallon July 2nd through 5th. Whoa. Holy cow. Yeah, so so that's a pretty cool thing. Now, what is the Earnify? Where does this work? So it Earnify app, you can use it at BP, Amoco, participating AMPN, and Thornton's locations. So we don't have like a lot of those around here, but yeah, still, especially if you're traveling, that'd be a pretty big deal right there. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. Here's kind of a cool story. The Great Mountains is soon to get a little bigger. The Foothills Land Conservancy recently completed the acquisition of the Oliver Tract. It's a 600-acre property bordering the national park. So basically, it's a donation that has added 600 acres to the Great Smoky Mountains. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.